Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is the Rhythm Future Quartet, a Boston-based band performing their rendition of the Cole Porter classic Night and Day in the Radio Boston studios earlier this week. The Rhythm Future Quartet is made up of four young jazz musicians who play gypsy jazz, a style of music made famous by the late French guitarist Django Reinhardt.
It's like swing music from America, but taking traditional gypsy elements. So it was all string instruments, no drums, just two rhythm guitars, solo guitar, violin, and double bass.
That's the group's lead guitarist, Ole Soikkeli. He's joined by Max O'Rourke on rhythm guitar, Greg Toro on upright bass, and the group's arranger and violinist, Jason Anik.
This was actually one of the first songs that I arranged for this ensemble, and I think it really sets the mood, sets the ambiance for what we're presenting. So a little bit in the traditional side of gypsy jazz, but also trying to do some new things.
The Rhythm Future Quartet performed at the Regatta Bar in Cambridge last night. When they came in here to Studio 3, we talked about their love of gypsy jazz and about how the Rhythm Future Quartet came together.
I grew up around Boston from Marlborough, Mass. Ole's from a small town in Finland. We actually ended up meeting at Northampton, Mass, of all places. There's a camp there called Django in June. And it's been kind of a mecca for this style of music. And we hit it off right away.
Well, let me ask you, Ole, about growing up in Finland. How were you introduced to gypsy jazz?
Well, I'm from a small town called Nurmes. And I started playing guitar when I was 12. And, of course, not this style of music. I started like rock and roll, heavy metal. But when I was like 14, 15... I had a teacher who introduced me to gypsy jazz, Django Reinhardt, and Rosenberg Trio. So I got a CD from them, from my teacher, and I fell in love from the first note.
And what was it about this kind of music that grabbed you? What caused you to fall in love?
Because I liked the heavy metal music, and I liked the fast playing of these. And then I heard these guys play, and they could play like faster and with more energy than the heavy metal guys.
On acoustic guitar.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah. Well, it's a great sound. I'd love to hear another song. What are you going to do for us next?
So we're going to play arrangements of the classic tune Summertime. We're trying to pay tribute to Django and Grappelli, but also introduce some new elements to the music. And I've been toying around with some pop songs, and the bass line for Billie Jean by Michael Jackson kind of came to my head. And so I was like, maybe we could fuse these.
Ole Soikkeli, who plays lead guitar, you said a moment ago that you made this transition from hard rock to gypsy jazz because you like to play fast. And watching you play and watching your fingers move, this is something that listeners who aren't seeing you might not appreciate, but your fingers move fast on that guitar.
Yeah, it's a lot of practice.
cameras can't pick it up, actually.
They can't.
There's some YouTube videos where his fingers are literally faster than the camera.
It's really, really impressive. Let me ask you about the group's name, the Rhythm Future Quartet. It comes from the Django Reinhardt tune, Rhythm Future. What was it about that particular tune that made it a fitting name for this band?
Yeah, so it was one of the songs that really pushed the envelope. It was really fun. It was quirky. Harmonically, it was very interesting. And so we try to mirror some of those similar elements into our arrangements and our songs.
You know, Jason, I had a question for you as a violin player. It seems like gypsy jazz would offer such a great opportunity for someone who plays the violin, because there aren't tons of opportunities out there for jazz violinists.
Yeah, I mean, when you think of a jazz band, bebop or that, you don't necessarily think violin first. You're thinking trumpet and saxophone. But it's a great outlet for this. And as myself being an improviser, but also growing up playing classical music, to me it fuses the two, because you really can be expressive and show all the textures of the instrument, but also it has the elements of improvisation. So you take solos and you get to vary it up in the moment.
Well, let me ask you about your debut self-titled album. We were reading a review in the Boston Globe about this album, and it says that this album is hardly for Django purists. Would you agree with that?
I think that's the goal, is to reach people who are, it's not just in the niche field. You know, with any kind of music, you want to connect across the genre box. And yeah. So I think with what we're doing with it, we're trying to cross over and bring different people. So some people will rediscover Django's music and see that we're kind of bringing it into the future.
Well, I want to ask you about that, bringing it into the future. Where do you think the future for gypsy jazz is going? How would you describe that
future?
Well,
I think for one, it's a music that is so deserving to be heard in its very high level. So we're not trying to completely change the style. We're just trying to bring some youthful energy and some fresh ideas.
Well, it's really, really fun. It's great to hear you. So we've been talking to Jason Anik on violin, Oli Soikoli on lead guitar, Max O'Rourke on rhythm guitar, and Greg Toro on upright bass. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in. What a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we'd love, it's been great having you, and we'd love it if you could play us out on one more song.
Our pleasure. How about a composition by Borelli Legrand called Made in France.
The Rhythm Future Quartet performing in our studios earlier this week. They'll be at Johnny D's in Somerville next Thursday, and they'll be coming back to New England for more performances in early April. You can find more information at our website, radioboston.org. And that's it for today. Our program is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston. Thank you.
Thank you.